welcome to our Trinity Sunday Family Service Podcast. My name is Tina Edwards, and along with my husband Simon and many other voices, we're going to explore today the whole of God for the whole of the world. Please keep the service sheet to hand. It contains the words to all the songs, prayers and readings for today. At the end of it, you will find the Digging Deeper section for you to revisit during the week, and a KIC activity sheet is there ready to print off. For those of primary school age, they will also have had an activity dropped off for your activity bag. If you live locally and are of primary school age and new to these podcasts, please contact the church office and we will try and drop off a bag of goodies for you, ready for next time. We started today with an extract from John Rutter's This Is The Day. It was commissioned for the wedding of Prince William and Kate Middleton. The song expresses the truth that every morning is part of God's ongoing creation, and in lockdown we have had some spectacular sunrise mornings. Let's continue with two short readings, one from Genesis and one from Psalms. They talk more of this truth.
The reading is taken from Genesis chapter 1, verses 1, 2 and 4. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Now, the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters.
God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the dark.
Psalm 8, verse 1. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens.
Thank you, Marzetti family. On your service sheet, you'll see a prayer that we can all share in together to draw us into God's presence. So please, if you feel able to, say these words with me. O Lord, our Sovereign, you are at the heart of creation. Your word brings life into being. Your peace gives living its fulfilment. Your Spirit unites us into your Son. We draw near, seeking your love in our hearts, your wisdom in our minds, your power in our lives. Receive us with grace. In the name of your Son. Amen. Our first songs today are King of Kings, followed by a new one to me, Open Up the Heavens. We chose King of Kings because it reminds us that God is the King, the King, the King over all earthly kings or queens, and the chorus encourages us to praise the Father, Son and Holy Spirit, three in one, God of glory, majesty. So please, join in and sing these songs together.
In the darkness, we were waiting without hope, without light, till from heaven you came running. There was mercy in your eyes. To fulfill the law and prophets, to a virgin came the word. From a throne of endless glory, to a cradle in the dirt. Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit. Three in breath till that stone was moved for good. For the Lamb had conquered death, and the dead rose from their tombs, and the angels stood in.
We now come to our reading, which today is from Matthew, chapter 28, verses 16 to 20. You'll find it on your service sheet. It's the last five verses of his gospel. It's read for us by three members of our Kick family, our junior church, and their mums. After the reading, Simon will explore this a little further for us.
Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go.
When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me.
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit,
and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age."
Thank you, Carrie, Evie, Holly, Laverne and Annabelle. Before we explore these verses together, a quick prayer. Thank you, Father, for sending your Holy Spirit to walk with us, pray with us and lead us in your ways of love. Open our ears, our minds and our hearts to receive your living word afresh today. May it become refreshing water, bubbling up in us and overflowing into every part of our lives. Amen. So, to Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 to 20, the very end of Matthew's account of Jesus' life and teachings. But before we look at these verses, I want to take you back to the start of chapter 28 and Matthew's account of the events of Easter Sunday. If you have a Bible handy, you may wish to grab it and follow with me. If you haven't, don't worry, I'll read the relevant verses. So, chapter 28, verse 1, Matthew tells us that as the sun was coming up, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, whom we know from Mark's account was the mother of James, went to look at the tomb. Even though they had seen Jesus' dead body laid to rest in a borrowed tomb, guarded by Roman soldiers, they were still drawn to him, to the one they loved, to the place where he lay. We still do that today, don't we? We visit the graves of loved ones, or the places where we have special memories of them. We are so fortunate here in Stoke Poges to have such a beautiful memorial gardens right next to St Giles Church. We need those special places where we remember and give thanks for loved ones. In a way, our church buildings, St Giles and St Andrew's, are such special places where we gather around the communion table to remember what Jesus did for us on the cross, making our way back to the Father clear and sure by taking our sins upon himself. But more than this, these places of gathering are also where we celebrate Jesus' victory over death, where we share God's word, stand in the gap for others and ourselves in prayer, encourage and build each other up, and where we worship God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Our buildings may be empty, but we continue to gather as a worshipping family in our homes, in our bubbles, by way of the internet, TV, radio, telephone. Whatever way we gather, as friends of Jesus, he has promised us, "Where two or three gather in my name, there I am with them. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." Which brings us back to Mary and Mary in their garden of remembrance. But we read in verses 2 to 6, instead of finding a tomb containing the lifeless body of the one they loved, they met an angel who rolled back the stone covering the entrance and who showed them the empty tomb and who told them Jesus had risen just as he said he would. Wow! What must they have felt and thought? Shock, amazement, relief. All three at the same time, I expect. Could it really be true? In verse 7, we are told, "The angel said to Mary and Mary, 'Go quickly and tell his disciples. He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.'" Mary and Mary encountered a messenger from God who told them the best news ever. They saw with their own eyes the physical evidence of this news, the empty tomb. They received an instruction to go and tell others, and an instruction of where they would meet the one they had come to be near, Jesus. Verse 8 continues, "So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Without delay, they obeyed what the angel had told them to do. Afraid yet filled with joy, they ran to share the good news and pass on the message of where to meet Jesus. And as they ran, verse 9 tells us, suddenly Jesus met them. Greetings, he said. And we read, they came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. They weren't expecting to find Jesus there. They had been told he had gone ahead of them into Galilee. Yet, as soon as they encountered him, they recognized their Lord. They fell at his feet, grabbed a hold of him, looked up perhaps, and they worshipped him. Matthew doesn't tell us in verse 10 how long they worshipped Jesus before Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me. He met them where they were. He understood that their joy was mingled with fear. So he first reassured them, do not be afraid. He then confirmed the commission given to them by the angel to tell the good news to the 11, whom Jesus called his brothers, and to go to Galilee, where they would see him. Now let's look at verse 16. Where do the events of today's reading take place? In Galilee. The golden thread of mission, which led to me sharing this with you today, which has led to every single follower of Jesus, started with Mary and Mary in a place of confusion and despair, transformed into a place of revelation, joy, and purpose. Mary and Mary, transformed through an encounter, first with a messenger from God, telling them Jesus had risen from the dead, and then an encounter with the risen Jesus himself. What kept that thread going from them to us was their experience of the living Jesus and their obedience in telling the others. The curiosity of some of the 11 who went to the mountain in Galilee but who couldn't quite believe their eyes when they met Jesus and who didn't worship him. And the firm hope and trust of others of the 11 who straight away recognised him and worshipped him. It took all of them, the gung-ho and the more reserved, to go and make disciples of all nations, including our own nation, then a remote outpost at the edge of the Roman Empire. It took all of them and every other messenger with their different gifts and life experiences to share the good news of Jesus and to teach new believers to follow everything Jesus had commanded them. But they were not on their own. They did not achieve anything in their own strength. Jesus has been good to his word, surely I am with you to the very end of the age. As he promised, the Holy Spirit came powerfully on Jesus' disciples on the day of Pentecost. And the same Holy Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead, who enabled the disciples to speak in many languages not their own, and who empowered Peter to share the good news so powerfully that day, the same Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, and who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified. The same Holy Spirit is alive in those who trust and follow Jesus today. Since that day in Galilee, it has taken all of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in all his people, to reach all the world. To close, I invite you to join with me in accepting God's commission today. What are your stories of God's mercy, leading, provision, and healing in your life? Who is he calling you to share his son Jesus with? Who is Jesus calling you to encourage with his word of life? Who is the Holy Spirit prompting you to stand in the gap for in prayer? God bless you.
Thank you very much, Simon. As we sing the next song, Good, Good Father, by Chris Tomlin, perhaps you could use it as a response to Simon's talk. You could invite God to remind you of all those people who have shared with you the Father's love and encouraged you in your walk with him. If you do not yet know God as your Father in heaven, but you are feeling led to accept Jesus as your Saviour and Lord, and you would like to experience the presence of the Holy Spirit, there is a short prayer at the end of the service sheet and a simple next step. So let's sing Good, Good Father together.
Oh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are.
It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. So now we are going to take a step back from worshipping and do something that will help us all be united as one and forgiven by God the Father. As we come together as one church to meet with God and learn more about Him and His plan for us, it's worth remembering that sometimes we turn up to these places of worship after thinking some very dark thoughts or doing some shady things. Jesus once said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." So right now, where you are, I'd like you to close your eyes. See how dark it is. Now, keeping your eyes tightly shut, try and put your little finger onto the tip of your nose as lightly as possible. Did you do it? Was it easy or was it hard? Probably felt a bit strange. Now open your eyes and try again. Easier this time? Less likely to poke yourself in the eye? Good. You can put your hands down now. The same can be said about sin. Those dark thoughts or shady things we've done, they get between us and God and make living Jesus's way harder than it needs to be. So we say sorry. And then it is like we are stepping back into a light flooded place again with our eyes wide open. If you'd like to, join me and my family now as we say this confession together. Father, Son, Spirit, I confess my love of you.
God the Father, I confess my love of you because of your wondrous creation, yet we have wasted your gifts.
Jesus, Son of God, I confess my love of you because you are human, like me, yet we have not loved others.
Holy Spirit, I confess my love of you because of the fruits and gifts you bestow. You come in gentleness and also in power, yet we have been selfish and self-seeking.
Holy Trinity, we praise you. Forgive our weakness. Amen.
Thank you, Brady family, for leading us through our confession. Our prayers today have been written and recorded by members of 7UP. They are our young people who meet twice a month, via Zoom at the moment, of course. We ask them to ponder on today's readings and write prayers from their hearts. Over to you, 7UP.
Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for everything that you've blessed us with, and I pray that we would all look to see your blessings, whatever they may be. We thank you for our family and friends, our comfortable homes, and the wonderful world you have given us. We pray for those who are struggling through this hard time, whether it may be losing family members, feeling lonely, or finding it hard financially through lockdown. Let them know your peace by moving your people around them to show them that they are not alone. I pray that everyone would listen to your callings to be there for those in need and reach out for them. You are the King of Kings and we are your children. We know that you want us to be happy and that you have a plan for each one of us. We pray that you would help us to trust in your plan and help us to see what we need rather than what we want. Help us to trust that you will provide for all our needs. Amen.
God, thank you for all the opportunities this pandemic has brought us. The benefit to wildlife and the atmosphere, how it has bonded communities, and how it has given us time to think and reconnect with family, friends, and ourselves. Thank you for this opportunity to get to know you better and how you show yourself, even in these difficult times. Please give us wisdom and understanding during this challenging period of confusion and pain. I'm sorry for when we let the pressures of lockdown get to us and hurt you and those we cherish. God, please bless us with strength as we ease out of lockdown. Help us to stay safe and wise, and especially to use our gifts to help others during this difficult time, the homeless, the lonely, the sick, and the poor.
Dear Lord, our Queen has ruled for 67 years now, guided by your hand. Keep her safe in this time of crisis and give her strength to carry on ruling as she has been. Protect those in America protesting against police brutality. Keep them safe from violence and help the relevant authorities respond wisely for the most positive outcome. And lastly, Lord protect Natasha and the rest of the Stoke Poges parish team as lockdown measures lessen and they plan for a return to regular church services. Amen.
Now let us gather all these prayers together into one with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you very much, Lauren and Ryan, Bethany and Ruth. Beautiful. Our final song today is King of Kings, Majesty by Jared Cooper. And this version is him singing and playing, a recording he made for Songs of Praise. I was surprised when I first heard it, because he sings this much slower than we might. But by changing the pace, I found that I could hear the truth of every word, and we hope you find the same. Let's join together in singing this song of God's kingship, King of Kings, Majesty.
King of Kings, Majesty, God of Heaven, living in me, gentle Savior, closest friend, strong deliverer, beginning and end. All within me falls at your throne.
Us all as we walk into a new week. Please join with me, if you feel able, with the words on the sheet. May the grace of the Father be with us. May the love of the Son enfold us. And may the peace of the Spirit comfort us, today and always. Amen. Thank you very much for joining us today. And a big thank you to everyone who wrote, read and recorded, created service sheets, the digging deeper section, the kick activity, and edited all the files together. We really appreciate all your hard work and time. If you would like to contact us, please use the email address at the end of the sheet or leave a message on the church office answer phone. Remember that both church buildings and the church office are still closed, but we are God's church and we never close. St Andrew's is open to receive items for the store cupboard, but please do check opening times on the website. We'll leave you today with a musical blessing, another one by John Rutter. The Lord bless you and keep you. This was recorded at another royal occasion, the 60th wedding anniversary of the Queen and Prince Philip. May God bless you today and through this week, and we hope you will join us again. Thank you.